It's beginning to feel like Christmas.
Welcome to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 26.
Wow!
I don't think you should try to force yourself to do it.
Yeah, you got a bad throat. That's not going to help.
Wow.
Trying to kill himself on the air, we have Eric.
Death lungs.
Death lungs, apparently, this week. And if he does kill himself, we're probably still going to include it in the show, but we're not going to file the paperwork.
No paperwork required.
Anthony, who has just finished watching A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
He didn't want the ending ruined for him, so.
No, how many times do I have to tell you? I'd seen it before. I just wanted to watch the ending. I wanted to finish the film before we started.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the biggest fan of Transformers 2 on the planet, Nicholas.
Hey, how you doing?
What the hell is it your voice now?
It's a Batman voice.
No, Batman voice is a lot more...
I'm not one of the talkie bats.
I was trying to do Nathan Explosion.
I don't know who Nathan Explosion is.
That's because you don't watch Metalocalypse, and you should get on top of that.
I've seen like the first half of the first season.
So how do you not know who Nathan Explosion is?
Because I honestly,
singer.
This is like 3 years ago. I don't remember. I'm terrible with names.
It's in the theme song.
I don't pay attention to the theme song.
Nathan Explosion. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Anyhow, this is our Christmas special.
Death metal special from the sound of it.
Death metal Christmas special.
Death metal Christmas. I watched a Guar Christmas video yesterday. It was the day before. I don't remember.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was the night before. It was awesome.
The night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Just Guar.
What?
Nothing.
He said who's Guar? Or...
Just Guar? Just Guar. Guar was creeping through the house. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Give me some more cold medicine.
Yes, lots of it. Well, this is going to be an itch. I mean, we really have no format. We're just kind of winging it. So I guess we can start off with, I mean, Anthony, since you just finished watching The Muppets Christmas Carol, I mean, is that one of your favorite Christmas movies?
That is my favorite Christmas movie.
Definitely.
It's so Nick. Good.
how they've got like real actors interacting with the Muppets and all the stuff, all the songs, and Gonzo as Charles Dickens and Rizzo the Rat as himself, and Michael Caine and as Scrooge. It's
Michael Caine as Michael Caine as Scrooge.
yeah, with some hair as well. But he's balding. And he's got hair in the, but he's still balding as well. He's got like bad hair in it, really, but.
I guess the Muppets and Michael Caine. I was gonna say what makes that more special than like the other 60,000 versions of A Christmas Carol.
He's got Kermit the Frog in it.
There's more Mickey Mouse.
Little green frog.
Oh, you're not a fan of Muppets Christmas Carol? It's not. I'm getting.
I have a Muppets Christmas Carol. I was just curious why you picked that over. Like, there's dozens of variations of this movie.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey had one yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, and it was terrible.
Scrooge. I haven't seen it.
Scrooge is one of my favorite versions of that.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite. Muppets Christmas Carol will be a very close second.
But
Scrooge
is
my favorite Christmas movie, period.
I haven't watched that in a while.
That's an awesome movie.
Oh, it's so great. It's Bill Murray being his Bill Murrayest.
Oh, I've seen it. I just haven't watched it in a very, very long time.
It's so good.
You should look into that this year.
Oh, it's usually on TV somewhere. I'll probably check it out.
It's probably on Netflix. Well,
it's not. It's on, well, I don't know.
Oh,
it might be in Canada. I don't know if it is in Canada. In America, it is not on Instant Watch. It is on mailing.
Sucks to be you guys.
I really wish that Netflix would have some type of Christmas segment.
Oh my God.
Or even a seasonal segment, because it's very difficult to find the Christmas movies they have on that thing.
Yeah, all the Christmas movies I want to watch, they don't have on Instant. So, like, I had to mail away for Love Actually, and by the time that gets back, we're not going to get a Scrooge before it's Christmas, so what's the point?
You won't? Well,
Well, because my career, it's not next in the queue. My girl.
Oh, okay.
Something else first.
Well, there's always the other means of procuring such a rare item.
The thing is, I actually think I own it on DVD, but it's probably at my mom's house.
Fair enough. But yeah, Scrooge is an awesome movie. It's a really unique take on the idea of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray's an awesome actor. Well, yeah. In that movie, tremendous.
He's an awesome asshole in that movie, too.
And that's what you want in your Scrooge. Yeah. You don't want a... I mean, I guess...
Well, there's a difference. Usually Scrooge is portrayed as being, like, greedy and bitter and spiteful. But he's not an out-and-out asshole. Like,
well, I think with the update...
Bill Murray's character is just a straight-up asshole to people.
Yeah. And I think that's because of the... Because, I mean, I guess he was greedy and stuff like that, too. But, I mean, he's an asshole because he works in television. And not to say that everybody who works in television is an asshole, but...
That's not what I heard.
I assume you don't get to the top by being a nice guy.
I don't know. Tom Hanks is pretty cool.
So far, we haven't seen him do any anti-Jewish rants while drunk, so...
What?
I don't see him doing that.
Is he a Mel Gibson or what?
That's not Tom Hanks. I don't know.
Jumping on Oprah's couch. Actually, isn't Oprah over this year? Anyhow, yeah, what other versions of A Christmas Carol has
Doctor Who are doing one, apparently. Although, it's not...
Who are doing
it's
one.
Just, it's slightly based on A Christmas Carol. Like, Michael Gambon is playing a Scrooge-like character. He's not actually Ebenezer Scrooge, but his character is heavily based on Scrooge. But they've kind of changed it, because from what I understand of the story, Amy and Rory are stuck on a spaceship, and the Doctor is on a planet or something, and he's got to save Amy and Rory. And then he's got to take Michael Gambon's character, like, through his history or something. And the site.
The Doctor's going to be the ghost?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I think that's what they're doing anyway. I haven't read much on it because I don't want to spoil it for myself. But...
It sounds like you read more than I did, so...
I'd
say I haven't read much about it, but I can tell you the entire plot. I can even tell you the end of the sequence.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, the trailer didn't really give a lot of story away, which I'm not complaining about. But,
people are stupid. I was about to say, it sounds like they just want to get Amy and Rory out of the picture for this Christmas special. But, yeah, and let's see what else. I guess that Mickey Mouse has done one. Flintstones have done one. Jetsons have done one. Who else has done a Christmas Carol?
Everybody.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much, if you do a TV show Christmas special, you tend to either do a Christmas Carol or It's a Wonderful Life parody at some point. Those are like the main two stories that people do.
Unless your Community or Always Sunny, in which case you just do claymation shit.
Always Sunny, the claymation episode?
In the Christmas special they put out on DVD last year and then they aired it this year, there's an entire claymation sequence in it where they basically just kill Frank over and over again.
Nice.
Which is awesome.
For Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's in Community?
No, he's in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, nice.
Which you should watch, it's hilarious.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's fucking funny. it's very rude.
I like rude.
Like, basically it's just terrible people doing terrible things to each other. Well, because they can.
And unlike most other shows, they don't usually get away with it. At least I don't think they do. What about you, Eric? What's your favorite Christmas special? That's a great one.
Special or movie?
Three times.
You know what, man? I don't know.
Wait, do you mean
the
special
Star
or
Wars
movie?
Christmas special?
Yeah,
special.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
what?
Really? I thought you meant movie.
That's where you went with it, Eric?
Has to be a movie? Star Wars Christmas special from the early 80s.
Oh.
Wow.
That was special.
That's actually from the late 70s.
Let me do a little. R2-D2, R2-D2, C-3PO. C-3PO, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Han Solo, Han Solo. No? Nothing?
I think I mentioned last week or the week before that I tried watching some of that on YouTube, having never seen it before, and I just, my eyes started to hurt, so I turned it off. It's terrible.
Eric, you're lucky I don't have telekinesis, because you'd be assaulted by mind bullets.
That's okay.
Would you take...
Really?
You
really? You guys are denying my pick? Okay, fine.
That's your favorite.
No,
you're allowed to choose it. We're just
Merry
telling you
Christmas
why it's terrible.
To you guys. It's, why? Because your brain hurts?
Is that your serious pick, or are you just taking the piss?
What? I don't know. I'm not pissing.
No, sorry, that's the English slang.
No, I got you. I'm just being a smartass.
Yeah, let's have him explain his pick other than his song.
Yeah, go on, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, I like the Christmas claymation stuff, you know, Rudolph and all that stuff. I don't have a Christmas movie, though. I don't remember. No? I like Charlie Brown and what the hell else they show every year? Rudolph.
Frosty.
You
ever see Jack Frost?
Yes.
Is that the one with Michael Keaton?
No, not that one. Like the Rankin Bass puppet one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
That one was good. I've
seen the one with Michael Keaton.
No one's seen that.
I pick a Christmas movie, Die Hard 2. How's that?
Yeah.
Die Hard 2 over Die Hard 1?
Yeah, was Die Hard 2 a Christmas movie?
Yeah,
sure was. I don't remember.
Die Hard 2 is pretty much Die Hard 1 in an airport.
Yeah. You got it, brother.
It's 1 year later, it's at Christmas Eve, same type of set. But yeah, why you could Die Hard 2 over Die Hard 1?
I like airports.
There you go, the greatest debate ever.
I win.
Sorry,
again.
But no one picks Die Hard 2 over Die Hard 1. That's just like saying you like the Star Wars Christmas.
Whatever
special.
You guys.
Oh wait, that is what you just said.
About Indiana Jones earlier. I do like. Why can't I like Star Wars Muppets Christmas Special?
Why?
You are perfectly entitled to your opinion.
You're combining two of them for one thing.
Well, I had to pick a movie, so I picked 4 hours worth of Christmas cartoon shows. Not,
you know what else is good? Year Without a Santa Claus.
I don't know that one, do I?
That's the one that has the heat miser and the cold.
Mr.
Sun.
Burgermeister.
What?
That was a different one.
Okay.
That was the one with the origin of Santa Claus or whatever it is.
That claymation stuff used to just fascinate me. It still fascinates me.
Have they done any recent ones like that?
I don't think so.
Robot chicken.
I mean,
anything they do with that, they just do it all CG now.
It's easier.
Yeah, I think the most recent Christmas special I could think of that was relatively new is that one ABC airs, Knock and Barrel or something like that, where it's like a bunch of elves preparing for Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I think that debuted last year, and I think this year they had a Kung Fu Panda Christmas and Madagascar Christmas.
There's a Shrek Christmas special.
Yeah, Shrek the Halls.
Which is probably terrible.
Yeah, probably.
It isn't that bad. But just saying, I mean, they get to keep the humor down to like 30 minutes. So
let me ask you a question. Did they throw out a lot of pop culture references?
Honestly, I've seen it when it first aired like 3 years ago.
And it's probably already dated.
Probably.
Like,
I was actually surprised they got the cast to do it, though.
They didn't.
They would have just fought.
No? Eddie Murphy didn't. No, it was a fill-in.
Oh.
They would have just recorded it anyway after recording whichever film was out that year. They would have just done the recording while they were recording the film, though. The cast.
Eddie Murphy doesn't do anything other than the movies. He doesn't do the commercials. He doesn't do any of the TV stuff. He didn't do the special. They have a sound-alike who does it.
So, because his career is so special that he can't taint his reputation.
Yeah, he wants to maintain his integrity by doing it. Meet Dave and Pluto Nash. And what else has he done that's terrible? Oh, yes, everything since the 80s.
What? Don't you guys remember, My Girl Wants to Party All the Time? No?
Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
He's done some, what is it? It's
horrible dance music.
Nutty Professor isn't bad.
Yeah,
who told that man he could sing? That's what I want to know. Fuck.
But yes, and I guess I guess Nick just technically gave us his with Scrooge.
Actually, I have another one.
What? Go on.
Eddie Murphy's Raw.
One that I just watched recently. Love Actually.
Ooh.
Didn't know it was a Christmas movie.
Dude, it's all about Christmas.
I've never seen it.
You need to get on that. It kind of is, but it's also a really good one.
Boy, yeah. God.
I'd say it's the best chick flick ever.
It's Richard Curtis, so it's worth watching. Yeah, I enjoy it, and there's just so many great British actors in it as well. Like, even more than Harry Potter.
Yeah, you know Shaun of the Dead, stepdad?
Yeah, Bill Nighy.
He is the best thing in this movie. He basically plays an aging pop star who just doesn't give a fuck anymore, so he records a Christmas single and goes on all these interview shows just basically talking shit and doing terrible things just to get the song to number one. Including a video where he dances around with lots of girls in skimpy Santa outfits.
His song actually got released over here as well as a single in the Christmas charts. You could buy it on CD in England. Eric, yeah.
That is funny.
Number one, did it?
I don't think so. Okay. Number one was probably X Factor that year, so I don't think it got to number one.
I don't know. Your X Factor.
Oh, God, I hate X Factor. Do we have to go down that road?
We're not going to go down.
Tell me what it is. X Factor.
Wikipedia. I don't want to tint this term. If we get onto Christmas songs later, I'm going to mention it then. But I don't want to tint this podcast by talking about X Factor.
You're probably the only British person I find who doesn't want to talk about it, because no matter how awful that show is, my Twitter feed is always filled up whenever that show's in. They're ruining my favorite song. They stop watching the damn show!
My Twitter and my Facebook every week, it's always the same. People spend more time on social networks complaining about it than they do actually watching it.
Is that if you're complaining about it while watching it, you're still watching it, and they continue making it.
Yeah, and people phone in and vote, which gets them the money.
Is it like Fear Factor or something stupid?
No, it's like American Idol.
Oh my crom, is it? That's all you had to say.
That's what I was trying to say, but he doesn't want to talk about it. So.
And the idea is that the winner releases a single like a week or two before Christmas, and the idea is that they try to get to Christmas number one. But last year, because sometimes this country can be fucking cool, we got Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine to number one instead of X Factor, which was awesome.
When the hell was that, when that came out?
2009, what? Christmas number one in the UK was Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I remember that whole campaign.
There was a Facebook group, and everyone went on iTunes and shit and paid for it and downloaded it, and it got to number one, and it was cool.
Well, good for Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I won't do what you told me.
I enjoy their stuff, man.
So, I mean, we got off on a minor tangent, but done with Love Actually.
Love Actually is awesome.
Oh, never mind. Anybody listen to One Day is a Lion?
No.
No? That's where Zach went after Rage broke up.
Oh.
It's him and one of the old drummers of Mars Volta.
He didn't just disappear into the wilderness.
No. No. They made an EP. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
You can find it on iTunes, if that's what you want to hear. Sorry.
It comes to me, and, I mean, Murray, it's because of my childhood, but I've always been a fan of the Home Alone series. Well, the first two movies. Not the last two. No. We'll talk about those, but
I've not even seen four. I've seen three, but I haven't seen four.
Part of four.
Yeah, it's four. Sadly.
Four is even weirder because four is technically a sequel to one and two.
Oh god.
Like his parents end up getting divorced, and the dad like marries some rich woman, and lives in like a mansion, and I forget what happened. But yeah, somehow along the way he uses like two siblings. The parents get split up, and it's a guitar. And this is a year after the second one, so. But yeah,
I shall continue to avoid that then.
It was on TV one day. I was channel surfing. It was like near the end, and I just. But yeah, I've seen them pretty much since I was six, almost every year, because they used to show them in our elementary school whenever we had we couldn't go outside for recess. They would show us movies, and because technically Home Alone is a child safe movie, even though when you watch it as an adult, you realize how cruel Macaulay Culkin actually is. So, yeah,
Macaulay Culkin or his character?
His character.
Uh-huh. Kevin McAllister.
And I can't really go with Christmas. Even to a degree, because they used to show it, they don't do it anymore, but NBC used to show it for Thanksgiving as well. But I can't go Christmas without watching that movie, the two of them. because they kind of mean Christmas to me at this point, as far as specials go, because I've grown up with them for pretty much 20 years at this point. They're great Christmas movies. They're full of And, you know, it's a feel-good story. It's not your typical Christmas movie where, you know, like, you have family who has issues and then something happens and they come together and you get that Christmas miracle snow at the end.
It's basically the same story in 1 and 2, though, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like Ghostbusters. It's the same story in each film.
A lot of movies do that. I mean, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Home Alone, Home Alone 2. As Nick just said, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Last Crusade.
That was kind of on purpose, though, because they went different with Temple of Doom.
Yeah. Nobody liked that.
I like it, but it was a lot darker.
I think Temple...
It was born out of Spielberg and George Lucas's divorces and a lot of anger.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, pulling out hearts, man.
Because the problem with sequels is that they... Sometimes you either play it too safe or you go too far in one direction, and then they want to reverse that trend, which is what happened with Batman movies, where they thought Batman Returns went too dark, so we ended up with Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Temple of Doom's a prequel, isn't it?
Technically.
Not that it really makes a difference. I don't think anybody's arguing the Tommy and Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, those three movies are pretty good, though.
Yeah.
And the fourth?
There's no fourth Indiana Jones movie.
I've been meaning to rewatch it just because
Fourth Indiana Jones movie.
I think I might have been too harsh on it.
Oh, no, you cannot be too harsh on that film.
I kind of like the way how they went about the production of it, where they tried to do it all real and not use many special effects, but it's just the end result wasn't that great.
Wait, what?
They tried not to use too many special effects?
Because I thought that was the problem with it, that they did use too many special effects.
They tried to film it, like they filmed the original three where everything was like props and set pieces. It's not full of special digital effects.
Yeah, it is.
Man, did you watch the end of the movie?
No, the end of the movie is when the big fucking flying saucer comes out of
the gophers.
The gophers?
At the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember gophers.
The CGI monkeys?
When they're driving this at the very start of the movie. But this is an Indiana Jones podcast.
Wait, was that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yes.
There was monkeys in that. I can't remember that. Yeah.
When he was ringing on the vine,
he
has
even seen it.
You might have just blocked out most of the movie in fear and anger. So.
And now you're all like, yeah, I liked it. Gotta watch it again. And you'll cry.
No, I'm not watching it again.
I think you do, because if you can't remember. That's one of the biggest scenes people criticize. It's like Shia LaBeouf flying around with the monkeys on the vine trying to chase down the truck.
That's not near the beginning, though. That's about
in the middle, but the gopher scene is at the beginning of the movie.
But there's just random CGI gophers on the screen for no reason whatsoever.
You don't remember this movie at all, do you?
No, it is literally George Lucas saying, I can do this. Fuck you guys.
Oh, he does that a lot, so.
Yeah. Fuck George Lucas.
Harsh words.
Back on Christmas. I mean, we mentioned Die Hard and I mentioned Batman Returns. But what about some of the more unorthodox Christmas movies like Die Hard, Batman Returns, Use the Weapon, Gremlins?
Gremlins, man. Fucking right, Gremlins.
Gremlins, yeah. Good stuff. I enjoy that.
You would.
I do. Oh, yeah. Gremlins is awesome. I like the second one, too. They put a little Slayer in the soundtrack. It's like, all right.
What was that?
They put Slayer in part two.
Gremlins 2. I love Gremlins 2. I actually like Gremlins 2 more than I like the first one. But that one doesn't take place at Christmas. So
whatever. Gremlins rock.
Gremlins 2 is awesome, though.
Where's part 3, man? Why didn't they ever do part 3?
Because part 2 didn't do that well.
Oh, man.
Money makes the world go round.
What?
There's been rumors of a remake, but there's rumors remaking everything these days, so...
Yeah.
The problem's bullshit.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts on unorthodox Christmas movies? Or, I mean, are they considered more Christmas movies, or is it just like movies set at Christmas time?
I think it's the latter.
Yeah. Like, you don't think of Batman Returns as a Christmas movie. It just so happens to be around Christmas.
Christmas does tend to play a part in these movies. It's not a huge part, but I mean, like, part of it is, like, you wouldn't have the set piece where the chick gets thrown off the building and they have the Christmas tree.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if it wasn't at Christmas, they probably could have done something similar, just not a tree, like, I don't know what they do.
I think most of these movies do a good job of being set at Christmas time, making Christmas part of the movie without making Christmas feel like it's the entire movie. And I think that's why people enjoy watching them. Like, I mean, Die Hard is another one where you get Christmas references. It's my favorite part being like the ho, 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 now I have a machine gun.
Yeah.
But it never overindulges you with Christmas. I don't even think there's a Christmas tree at the party. I could be mistaken.
You're mistaken.
Oh?
When they first crash into the conference room where they're having the party.
Okay.
See a tree.
Wow, you remember this movie better than I do.
I love Die Hard.
Die Hard's my favorite action movie of all time, but
I like the last one too. I don't care what people say, but I thought
Die Hard true.
You just killed a helicopter with a police car.
Four was awesome.
Yeah, it seems like Anthony just seems to forget most fourth movies.
I didn't know if he was on about Die Hard 3 or Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4 a Die Hard movie, so.
Well, it has the free order. It has John McCain.
Because it's PG-13.
There's the unrated version of the DVD. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, everyone talked at once and I didn't hear a word. Sorry, what?
We all just said yippee-ki-yay in unison.
Oh, okay.
Well, and they did. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. We can hear you seizing the feature back there.
Nah, I just got nothing to say.
Really?
I'm trying to think of other Christmas movies that aren't Christmas movies.
There's horror Christmas movies like Santa's Shay, Christmas. I'm sure there's others. I've always seen Santa's Shay.
There's a new one actually. A Fiendish
Rare
one.
Exports.
Yeah, Rare Exports. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Has anyone there seen it?
No.
Seen what?
Rare Exports. It's a Fiendish trailer. Film. It came out just this year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Santa's evil.
Yeah, it looks quite creepy and cool. I want to see it. But I don't think it's being shown at my cinema, although that doesn't surprise me because my cinema is just bullshit. That takes Machete off after 1 week. Fuck it.
I'm assuming that Machete probably didn't do too hot business.
I don't fucking care. I think it came out...
We didn't even get Machete.
Did you not? That's bullshit. Nope. Right, because I think it came out the same week as Monsters, and I wanted to see Monsters more than Machete, so I went watching Monsters. And then I was going to see Machete the week after.
You didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah, but now I'm going to have to pay more to see it on Blu-ray than I would have had to see it in the cinema.
Because
I still want to watch the film. But
so, you can
rent it on DVD instead of Blu-ray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blu-ray is great, but, you know, you won't see everything on it.
Yeah, I don't think everything's worth seeing on Blu-ray. Yeah. I have friends who are just like, oh, this is on Blu-ray, I'm going to get this. I'm rather picky with it, because I don't see why you'd want a comedy in Blu-ray. It doesn't really...
Well, it depends on the comedy, but yeah, I see your point.
Like,
I am quite picky with what I buy.
Technically this is an unorthodox Christmas movie, even though it is a Christmas movie, A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was just thinking that, actually.
I was going to mention that, yeah.
I have the movie and I mention it, because I think it's the only Christmas movie I actually own. Well, if you don't count Die Hard and Batman Returns. And I also happen to own that on Blu-ray, because it's like $10 last year.
You can watch that movie at either Halloween or Christmas, which is great.
I tend to do it more towards Christmas. I don't know. I watched it the day before Christmas because I don't really care for a Night Before Christmas version of movies or specials. Fantastic movie. Thoughts?
Sorry.
What the hell is
that? I like it. I think it's great. I like the Kingdom Hearts level as well.
I've never played the Kingdom Hearts game, so.
Whoa.
Mr. Gamerman hasn't played something. Ooh.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, I have played them. I don't own them, so it's not like I got far in them. I used to play at a friend's house in high school. But RPGs aren't the type of games you play with friends around. They're kind of boring to have one person play and have six other people watch.
Very true. I remember with Kingdom Hearts 1 is that it took me forever to actually get to the Disney World, which is what I just really wanted to get onto. It took me like 3 hours just to get there. And,
wow, three hours? Well, you make it sound like a long time.
I might be exaggerating. I can't quite remember. And I was young as well. I was worse at games then than I am now. I mean, I'm not great at games now.
But still, 3 hours isn't that long in a game. An RPG, I would assume that's like maybe...
It is when you just want to get to Disney World, when you want to see like Tarzan and bloody Aladdin and whatever else there was.
But I assume they have to set it up. You can't just be like, oh, we're in Disney World.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's kind of weird. But yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas. Anybody has a favorite song from that movie?
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Bumping screen and a dead up night.
Okay, so apparently at this point...
I like the Oogie Boogie song.
Ooh, yeah, Oogie Boogie. Yeah.
That's what to say, before the end of this episode, I guess Nicholas has to sing to complete the trifecta.
Yeah.
Nah,
sings when he gets paid because he's in a band.
Yeah, I sing all the time. I don't need to.
Do you, have you recorded any Christmas songs?
Have I recorded? I don't think so. I wrote one. I don't think I ever recorded it. It was a while ago. It wasn't very good.
Come on, let's hear it, man.
No, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, yeah, you forgot it.
I wrote it like 10 years ago.
Come on.
It was something about like getting drunk.
Come on. Nope. No, not gonna do it. What are you looking for? Your ukulele?
No, I don't have a ukulele, actually.
Oh, he's tuning his guitar up.
I had one. I borrowed my sister's before and did a couple songs. But I have a mandolin.
Really? I could get my hands on a clarinet.
Are you fucking a jam out with a mandolin and a clarinet for a Christmas song?
Clarinet.
Clarinets.
If I do record a Christmas song, I know what it would be. So.
What would it be?
Well, we might as well segue into our favorite Christmas song since we're talking about it.
Yes.
Would be The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh, good choice, man.
That is my all-time favorite Christmas song.
Yeah,
I've never heard that one.
Really?
You haven't heard it? What?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Hello?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, God. You need more culture, man.
I'm sorry.
Adventure Brothers actually, for every year, the Venture Brothers guys put out a Christmas song. They didn't do it this year for some reason, but they actually did a version with the Monarch and Dr. Girlfriend doing it, doing that song, which is hilarious. They also did one that's the David Bowie, Bing Crosby, Little Drummer Boy, which was also fucking awesome. There you go. I just put a link to the song, to the video for the song in the thingy. Go listen to it at your earliest convenience.
Okay. Well, not right now. That would suck. Anthony, what's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song is one that's actually just been released this year because it's by one of my favorite bands, and it is Christmas Lights by Coldplay. And it is one of the best Christmas songs by a pop band since, like, the 80s.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they came out and you were scrolling.
Yeah, I was tweeting a lot. But usually when, like, bands, like, The Killers did a Christmas song a few years ago, I think.
I don't remember hearing The Killers' Christmas song. There was a...
But usually when I can't actually remember much. I don't think The Killers' one was very good. But usually when bands, like Coldplay do Christmas songs, they're usually, like, pretty crap. But I thought the Coldplay one was quite good.
There was two good ones last year. Like the Coldplay one's alright. It's not a bad song. Last year the Hives did one with Cyndi Lauper. It was the year before. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before. Which is hysterical. And then the Wombats put out a Christmas song too. Called Is This Christmas? Which is fucking amazing. I didn't do a Christmas mix this year. I usually do one every year.
You still got time. You got a week.
I still have to do my best of 2010 mix, which has been fucking pain in the ass.
Well, you can save your best of 2010 mix for the start of 2011.
Ah, fuck it. It's too much work.
Eric, favorite Christmas song?
R2-D2, R2-D2, C-3PO, C-3PO. Dude, you're going to make me finish it again.
Is that on iTunes? Can I download that? You singing?
I have no idea, man. You can when the podcast comes out. You can just edit it out. Just put that part, put it on a loop.
I've got a ringtone.
But you have to sing the entire song for us to get it.
I did in the beginning.
Was that the entire song? That's like 30 seconds.
Oh, I don't know the rest of it, man, if there is more.
The Hives and Cyndi Lauper Christmas song is called A Christmas Duel.
All right, I'm going to listen to that later. I'm going to put it on YouTube That's now. Awesome.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you right now I won't listen to it.
No, it's fucking hysterical. They talk about going down on each other's sisters and shit. It's awesome.
I'm good. I'm good.
I need more Christmas songs, so I'm going to give it.
I have a 39-track Christmas playlist right here.
I was about to say, but I don't know if this extends to Canada and Europe, but Amazon has been giving away free Christmas songs every day this week. Every day this month. Yeah.
It happened over here, as far as I'm aware. It was probably just America.
And I think Target gave away songs as well. So, I mean, it's a bunch of new stuff as well. I haven't got Amazon in like a week, but Target was nice enough to give a zip file, which like 25 songs.
I was making a Christmas playlist on my iTunes, and only about 5 of the songs are Christmas songs. The rest of them are just songs that... There's 18 songs in it, and less than half of them are actually Christmas songs. The rest are just songs that I associate with the Christmas period.
Like what?
Oasis, whatever, because it was out around in December. So technically, it's a Christmas song.
Technically, I don't think that's how it works.
If it's in the Christmas chart,
comes out in December, it's a Christmas related.
No, it's not at all. No, it's got absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts, but I've always been partial to Carol Bells. Especially by, I forget which symphony it is, but they do a fantastic version of it. Such an awesome song.
Apocalyptica?
Maybe. I have tons of versions of that song on my computer, I just love listening to it. And again, it's because of Home Alone, because it's the song that plays when he's running from the church.
Oh, is it? Oh! I want that one, actually. What is it called?
Carol of the Bells.
Carol of the Bells, okay. Sorry. Got a little excited. But I was actually trying to find what that song was called, like, earlier in the week, so.
And then recently, because of my nerd side, I've been a huge fan of, I don't know if any of you check out OC Remix, but I've been listening to Super Mario Sayride, which is like Sayride set to a Super Mario World theme. Fantex mix as well. Yeah. So what about more traditional Christmas songs? Anybody fans of those or have a favorite version?
I got one.
What do you consider traditional?
Like Jingle Bells.
Batman spills, Robin laid an egg. That's my favorite.
The Batmobile lost its wheel. I'll forget the rest.
And the Joker gets away.
Yeah.
There's another one about Ken and Barbie, but I can't remember it.
See, a lot of the Christmas songs I like aren't really the traditional ones, but there are a few. I'm looking down my list to see if there's anything that stick out. Oh, Brand New did a version of Oh Holy Night, which is fucking awesome. Which is almost entirely vocal.
I used to like the Boyz II Men one from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Nobody watched that show?
Yeah, I watched Fresh Prince. I just don't know what
it was. The Christmas special. It was the first... I think it was the first year they introduced Nicki. It's at some point age, like 5 years.
I watched it. I don't know it that well, though, so sorry.
I still watch it. It still comes on TBS.
Yeah, it's on TV a lot over there as well.
What else is there? There's like Silent Night, the 12 Days of Christmas. Everybody seems to do a
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
What?
Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas. First day of Christmas, we got beer. You guys have never heard
like
that?
That seems like every day at Christmas for you.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Yes, it is. Are you guys familiar with SCTV?
Yes, I'm familiar with Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Okay, I know you might be, but these two punks don't. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Don't call me a punk just because I'm not Canadian.
No.
Gauntlet just got thrown down, son.
You don't even think SCTV was on when you were born.
No. I don't even think it's ever been on ever over here. I don't know what it is.
No, probably not, man. It was a Toronto comedy host that many, like, you probably recognize, like, John Candy, what the fuck, the guy.
It was kind of like the Canadian Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there's a ton of them, man. Catherine O'Hare, Rick Moranis, that's it. And it was Rick Moranis.
The three of them.
Eugene Levy was on it.
Yep.
Poor Eugene Levy, who does anything for money nowadays.
You guys haven't heard Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas? Oh,
no.
I'm so disappointed.
Do you want to sing it for us?
I just know the part about the beer.
You would know the part about the beer.
It's the best part of the song.
I'm sure it is for you.
Here's I'll a good one. It. John Denver and the Muppets, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Hang a shining star up on the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I like that. That was an album. I actually like that song.
Yeah, my parents had that on like fucking vinyl, and we listened to that all the time when I was a kid. That was like the Christmas album. It was that Christmas special and Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas that me and my sisters would watch all the time.
I'm sure I'm going to get crap for this, but I'm also a fan of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh my god.
I like the My Chemical Romance cover of that.
I didn't even know MCR did a cover of it.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a good, I mean, okay. Yeah, she also happens to be hot, so it's nice to get her while she's singing it.
Yeah.
But
although I can't actually
never
say
really
anything.
Done it for me.
No, I think, I don't know if she's aged as well, but
I can't say anything, though, because I like Last Christmas by Wham, so.
Oh, you know who does an awesome cover of that? Jimmy Eat World. Jimmy Eat World does an amazing cover of Last Christmas.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard it.
You should look that
I
up.
I don't like
I might actually just have to make a Christmas mix out of the shit I have on here and just put that up.
Another one. I don't know if any of you saw when John posted Christmas Shoes. No?
I don't know that.
Yeah, John Tilton posted, it's a rather depressing song. Like about a poor boy who goes to a shop and says he wants these shoes and how the shop owner is going to help him pay for it or something like that. I've listened to it like twice. It's rather depressing, so.
Hey, I'm just imagining the dude from the Boonato, Christmas Shoes, Christmas Shoes. No, nobody. All right.
And a beer in a tree.
Wow. He came back to that.
Five golden toques.
What?
Or do you know what a toque is? You put it on your head.
That doesn't narrow it down. That sounds like a hat.
It is
Here's
a hat.
Good Christmas song. It's
hat.
From Mystery Science Theater 3000, A Patrick Swayze Christmas.
Awesome. Patrick Swayze, wait.
Yeah.
Not so awesome.
No, it's basically Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse. They talk about how Santa's been stealing from the till, so that right old jolly old elf better make out his will.
I'll watch it if somebody tears somebody's throat out.
It's the Mystery Science Theater 3000 song. I don't think anybody's throat gets torn out.
Oh, you sound disappointed in that.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Dude, like, throat's being taken
That's the
out.
Best part of Roadhouse, man.
You can watch MacGruber. That's his move.
MacGruber. I haven't watched that.
Yeah, the movie, that's like his special move.
I know. I grew up on MacGyver.
MacGyver.
MacGyver sucks.
Now, I mean, we can... At TV shows, anyone has any favorite Christmas episodes other than what Community did this week, which was a pretty depressing story, actually.
One of my... favorite Christmas specials from a TV show. I don't know if any of you will have seen it because it's from a show called Extras by Ricky Gervais. Has anyone watched it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Never watched it. It's one of those things that's on my list to eventually see.
The Christmas special has actually got David Tennant in it as Doctor Who.
You just said the magic word. Yeah. You should have started there.
He's not in it a lot. He's only in like one scene of it, but he's quite funny when he's in it. And that's one of my favorite Christmas specials.
But Nick is already finding YouTube clips of it.
No, I'm looking up Christmas songs. For you fuckers.
That's I'm good. I found my 12 Days of Christmas.
Did you? Are you going to sing it for us now?
No.
Although my favorite Christmas special could actually change next week. D- depending on
Doctor Who.
Yeah, depending on what the episode's like, because currently I haven't been that overly fussed on the Doctor Who specials. I mean, they're not.
I've liked
terrible.
Them.
Yeah,
I like them.
My favorite is the one that has so little to do with Christmas was the Voyage of the Damned.
That's yeah, like that's my favorite as well.
Which one is that?
Yeah, they're on the Titanic.
Does she show her panties?
No, but she does show her very, very nice gams.
She's wearing a maid outfit for nearly enough the whole episode. So.
Yeah, I wrote a song about it actually.
About her gams?
No, about that. About her specifically. About Astrid. It's called Astrid.
What else is there? I liked what The Office did last week, but again, it's more an episode set at Christmas time.
What, The Office? Oh, yes. There's the American appointment, the British one, then for a minute.
Nah. Isn't the Christmas episode the end of The Office in Britain?
Yeah, it's good as well. It's a really good episode, though.
It wraps up the serious and stuff like that.
Yeah.
American shows can't... Well, one, we probably wouldn't end, because none of the shows ever end in December. Oh, that's not true. Walking Dead did, but most of them don't tend to. And I don't think Walking Dead's going to have a Christmas special, though. That would be interesting. Have they celebrated Christmas in The Walking Dead on the comics?
I don't remember.
Because I know it snows a lot, so it happens winter comes, but I don't think they've ever celebrated Christmas.
I have no idea. I haven't read the comics yet, so...
Yeah, comics suck. Here we
What else is it? I've always been partial to Christmas Comes to Pac-Land. I don't know why. It's not a good Christmas special.
Christmas Comes to Pac-Land?
Yeah, it's a Pac-Man Christmas special.
Pac-Man?
Yes,
Pac-Man. Is it Wagga 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 Wagga?
I don't think that's the sound effect he makes, but
well,
yes,
when he's in Futurama, that's the sound that he makes when Pac-Man's in Futurama. Wagga 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 Wagga.
We did the old one podcast about old cartoons we used to watch. And I was talking about the old Pac-Man cartoons. He could talk in those, old man.
Yeah, he has feet as well, and he wears like a hat. Still no shows, but yeah, it's about how I think the ghost kidnapped Santa Claus or something like that.
Why didn't Fred Flintstone wear pants? Why does Pac-Man have to wear clothes?
Well, Fred Flintstone kind of had a outfit that covered his entire...
Okay, it was a dress. Just say it, man.
It wasn't a dress.
It was a dress.
But yes, so it's not like he was naked. He had stuff on. It's just that he didn't have pants on. What else is there? I mean, actually last night was Brave and the Bold, Attack of the Santa Claus, or Invasions of the Santa Claus, which has Batman and Red Tornado teaming up to take out robotic Santa Claus. Christmas with the Joker was decent.
That was one of the first episodes of that series.
I think it's
the
first one created, but it's like the third or fourth one aired or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or it's the first one aired and like the fourth one made. But yeah, you can tell because animation's really...
On my DVDs, I think it's episode 2, possibly. Because the first one's Man Bat. I think Christmas with the Joker is number 2.
Yeah.
And you could tell, because that has some cheesy one-liners, like, they don't call you Batman for nothing.
The Man Bat episode is a lot better. In my opinion.
Yeah. What else? Has anybody seen Christmas with the Morlocks from X-Men, the animated series?
I don't remember that one. I probably have, though. I saw all the episodes.
Yeah. What else is there? I don't remember if Spider-Man the Animated Series did one. Justice League had Comfort and Joy, which is an awesome episode.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where Clark brings John Jones to the farm and shit. Right?
Yeah.
I've seen that. Right,
Yeah, it was kind of... I mean, if you watch it in order, it's kind of out of place because it takes place in between Hearts and Mind, which is the one with Joker's Wild, where Joker has the Royal Flush Gang attack at Las Vegas casinos. And then the season finale with the Denigrarian invasion, then you have this random Christmas episode interjected in between those two. But yeah, it's a nice episode. You know, it's nice to see superheroes take time off and be normal people sometimes.
For the holidays.
Yeah. Not having to save the world. Even though Flash does fight Grodd, Ultra Humanite.
They help each other in the end, though.
Yeah, they do. I was going to get to that.
Oh.
But you know, you just ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You jumped to the end. You jumped to the end. What else is there? There's a Spectacular Spider-Man episode. I don't remember the name of it, but that was pretty awesome because that's the episode where he ends up burning his tongue on hot chocolate. So he's like talking trash and he has like this going. And I think that's what Doc Ock. Could be mistaken.
I only seen most of season one for Spectacular Spider-Man, and then Disney decided not to show any more over here, so I haven't seen it. I was a bit pissed off actually because I was enjoying it.
It's a fantastic show. I'm so pissed off that it ended so soon.
Yeah.
But you get Ultimate Spider-Man next year.
I know, yeah.
The year after that.
I think it'll be 2012.
Yeah, something like that. And that's just written by Paul Dineen, so.
And Bendis as well.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's so wrong to have the creator of the comic working on the TV show. That's just a terrible idea.
But the origin's going to be like the first season, so.
Ha ha, it's not going to be that compressed. Fuck, I can't even talk.
What the hell did you even just say?
Exactly, man.
Oh, my stomach's
like half talking out my nose. My bad.
The Venture Brothers did a Christmas special, which is fucking hysterical.
What is it about?
It's one of like the shorter ones. Like normally Venture Brothers are half hour. This one was only 15 minutes. It's basically all the characters are gathered at the Ventures compound for like a Christmas party. And Dean accidentally summons the Krampus.
The Krampus?
The Krampus is a German Christmas figure who is basically the opposite of Santa. Instead of giving children coal, Santa leaves them for the Krampus, and the Krampus shows up and whips children who are naughty. And occasionally takes them and keeps them in his sack.
That just sounds depressing.
It's really funny, though. The Krampus shows up and just starts whipping Dr. Venture.
Nice.
It's very funny.
And this is from season...
It was from the first season. On the first season DVD.
Do we have a name for it? Or...
Very Venture Christmas or something like that. I don't remember. I can look it up.
Oh, that reminds me of the Brady Bunch Christmas special.
What? How do you even... Are you aware of the Brady Bunch?
Are you not aware of the Brady Bunch?
Oh, I'm aware.
You know, just because I'm not
it's
as old as you...
It's called A Very Venture Christmas.
Just because I'm not as old as you doesn't mean I don't know things that happened before I was born. And I believe the Brady Bunch Christmas special is actually from the 90s.
Oh, well, see, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's like the one where they all come back together when they're older and, like, the dad gets trapped in a mine shaft. Mm. And they're all just, like, worried and stuff like that. Mm. And I think it's called the Very Brady Christmas Special, which is why it reminded me of that.
So a reunion show it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Brady Bunch, we have Nick at Night here. We have Nick at Night in TV Land.
I have Nick at Night every night.
Yeah.
Booyah!
That sounds really dirty.
It was dirty. You
Well, I mean, at this point, you know what? We're not going to get into this discussion here. So. Well,
first.
I don't want to talk about Nick's sex life.
Exactly. So
what kind of massages right? His hands are getting?
Oh, come on!
I'm good. Nobody does me like me, baby. Hello? Where did everybody go?
This has turned into a really creepy Christmas show.
As long as his hands are out where we can see them, it should be okay.
Okay, let's like end this with the Christmas movies most tend to see, like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story.
I've never seen Christmas Story.
Wow.
I don't like Christmas Story.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but TBS
Wait,
seems
is that the one with Vince Vaughn?
No.
No, that's Red Claws.
Fred
Claws. I've never seen that.
That's what I watched that the other night and I thought it was shit.
No, A Christmas Story is the one with the red BB gun. And
like, you'll shoot your eye out.
I've not seen that. No one's mentioned Elf yet.
Elf, yeah, Elf is really good.
Yeah. So I was actually surprised at that.
Elf. So much Elf.
I was going to say Elf, and I was going to say the Santa Claus, which I think is a fantastic movie.
The first one was actually surprisingly funny.
I like the first. I don't think I've seen the sequels. I don't want to see them.
I would check out the second one. Rapidly. But I have not seen the third one, because at that point I'm like, what else does he have to do? He's already married. He has kids.
Oh, and... you know who's done good Christmas specials? Are the, well, The Simpsons have done a few, including the premiere episode. Futurama has done...
Evil two, Santa.
Yeah, has done two really good ones, and I haven't seen the one for this year yet, but apparently it was funny as well. Where Santa is actually a Santa bot is actually a recurring character on the show.
Yeah. And he's evil.
Yeah. Invader Zim did a really good Christmas special, too.
I've always been meaning to get into Invader Zim. Like, I used to watch it on Nicktoons, but, you know, sometimes they don't show shows in order, so you just kind of get random episodes.
Well, that show really didn't have an order to it.
Okay.
Shit just kind of happened. There was, like, little bits of plot, but they didn't really carry over too much. That show was so fucking creepy, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Awesome. Did anybody watch Danny Phantom?
No. I've never even heard of it.
Because it used to come on with Invader Zim on Nicktoons, so...
I've heard of it. I never watched it, man. I'll tell you how I got into Invader Zim. I used to collect Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. That was Triple
I have all the trades of that.
Oh, really? I had a first printing, first issue, man. And I traded it for Wolverine number one of his ongoing series. Probably, in hindsight, a bad maneuver. But...
Yeah.
Good book, though. But that's how I discovered it. I was walking along. I'm like, that looks like Jonin's art. What is this? Invader. It is Jonin. Well...
Did you ever read his other stuff? Reads the Squee?
Yep. Got Squee.
Do you get
I tried
Sick?
Little Lindor. No.
I Feel Sick is good. That's the one side character from Johnny. The girl, one of the girls he goes out on the dates with. It's like a 2-issue miniseries about her. But it's really good.
I like Squee. He's great. Anyways.
What were we up to? We were up to Santa Claus and Elf.
I like Invader Zim.
Invader Zim. But yeah, Elf was a good movie, and that's actually on USA.
Yeah, I was watching it the other day. It was on over here the other day. I was watching it. I missed the first hour, though, which I was a bit pissed off about. Because it's a film I like, but I don't want to own it on DVD, because it gets shown every year at Christmas, so there's no point in owning it.
That's kind of how I feel about Christmas movies in general, is that...
Yeah.
There's not many times of the year other than December that you ever want to watch them. Like, I'm never in the mood for, like, oh, let me just watch it Santa Claus on April. It never really dawns on me. So Christmas comes around, and I just kind of, like, they usually show them on TV because ABC has 25 days of Christmas, which is okay, but I really hate the fact that Harry Potter is becoming more and more of a Christmas movie for them.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the timing, man, I think. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got... all these kids who aren't in school. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's safe everywhere. Everybody gets Christmas vacation, right? What a better time to release a movie.
Well, not even so much releasing them, but like showing them on TV because they usually have like the Harry Potter Christmas weekend.
Oh, my bad.
Most of them have Christmas scenes in
them. Yeah, they have a Christmas scene, which is like 10 minutes.
It's a school year that you're watching, right?
Do they have that anymore? Because I remember the first
I don't think it was in Deathly Hallows.
It's not in...
I wouldn't know.
I can't remember Half-Blood Prince.
No, Half-Blood Prince was the party with Luna's dress.
What?
The Christmas party they had where Hermione's date ended up puking on Snipes' shoes.
Right.
I've only seen that movie once and I can't remember much of it.
I don't remember in Order of the Phoenix, it's really short. I think that's when he goes back. That's when the dad gets beaten up and they have a Christmas dinner.
In Goblet of Fire, they have the ball, don't they? I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very minor Christmas scenes. But, you know, what else is there? ABC does it. Usually NBC starts to do it. I mean, if not, the TV shows tend to have Christmas specials as well. So it's very difficult to own a Christmas movie, especially if you don't watch them throughout the year. That does remind me. Has anybody seen Polar Express?
No.
Not going to either.
Yeah, I was going to recommend not checking it out.
The animation looks atrocious, so...
Yeah, the kids are creepy. They have, like, dead faces. Well, not... But, you know, like, the faces...
Dead
where
eyes.
Yeah. They're really creepy children.
They always come right to the edge of the uncanny valley without, you know, actually doing anything good with it. If you know that term.
Yeah. What else is there? Trying to think of any recent ones. I mean, like I said, there was the Jim Carrey one. Yes, yeah. What else is there?
All right, I'm still looking up Christmas music.
Wow. Well, there's a ton of it.
Yeah, but Christmas music I like and haven't heard before.
Well, yeah, that's it's kind of hard to find new Christmas songs, I guess. Because for the most part, like, radios and sites tend to play the more traditional ones. They might have new versions of them, but like I said, that's why I like the Amazon thing. It's because they're trying to give away songs. Well, I mean, it could be songs other people have heard. I personally have never heard them before. So,
I think one or two more songs and this mix will be done for y'all.
There you go.
Sick ass.
We set up a Christmas tree at my house last night, and I listened to Liquid Metal, and my wife was like, this is really fucking lovely Christmas music. And I was all, yeah!
That does remind me, it was
awesome.
Your Christmas show was kind of nice, though.
What Christmas show?
But you tweeting pictures of all your
you
Christmas
like pictures,
ornaments.
Man? Spider-Man and Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, they were cool, man. I like them.
It's going to be kind of funny when his kid gets older and she realizes daddy's playing with more toys than she is.
I picked her up.
Oh, no, she'll be loving that stuff as well, probably, I reckon.
I'm sure she's going to love the Spider-Man Christmas ornaments when she's, like, 10, because that's what all the girls want to play with.
I tried to get her to name them all, and she got everybody but Wolverine.
Oh.
So that was impressive.
I liked your Obi-Wan and Darth Vader and the little...
Don't do it, Anakin! Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I have the high ground.
That's what happened, man.
I know, I've seen it. I lived it, man. I've seen it.
Lived it. Anyways.
Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. I guess we can wrap this up, final discussion. I mean, what were some of your favorite gifts growing up?
Gifts?
Yes, you've received.
I got a record player when I was in kindergarten, and that was amazing.
They still made those things?
It was 1980.
Wow. I forget how old you are sometimes.
Oh, I don't.
I got an original Optimus Prime and Devastator for Christmas one year.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid. That was fucking awesome. Best ever, though, was I got a Super Nintendo one year.
Yeah, I was going to say
the best Christmas ever. I freaked the fuck out.
Last time I freaked out was when I got Batman Arkham Asylum for Christmas, because I had to get my parents to buy it for me.
So last year.
No.
The game came out last year.
Not the game, man. The book.
The comic
book. The book. Okay. Fucking right, the book. Hell yeah.
I think it was 17. I don't remember.
It came out in 89.
My dad's like, what's your meltdown? He's like, you knew you were getting it. I'm like, I was so excited. What a book. Anyways, sorry.
Mine would be, I got my Sega Genesis in 92 with Batman Returns.
Mine's going to be this year when I get Inception on Blu-ray.
Yeah!
I'm not buying it because I asked for it for Christmas. I'm getting Iron Man 2 as well. But,
I would probably be kind of sad for one of those, but,
I tell you what, last Christmas was pretty awesome because my girlfriend got me the Xbox.
Nice.
Which
and Rock
I think
Band.
We've got. No, she had Rock Band. Already.
Okay.
I think we've gotten more use out of this Xbox than anything ever. So.
Nice.
Yeah, Netflix is an awesome addition to that. I see you on that like all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you play a game though.
I play games all the time, dude. I spent like 10 hours playing Rock Band the other day.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not on it all the time. At the most, I'm usually on Netflix myself nowadays, but.
I downloaded X-Men Arcade and beat it twice in an hour. So.
That game is so short. I beat it 3 times that first night we played it in less than an hour. Because the game just keeps
on
going.
It's short, but it's so cheap, too. Like in terms of like how the enemies go after you and get you and shit. Like, it really is a cheap damn game.
I think the problem is that they...
Sorry?
I was going to say the problem with that game is they seem to have made it, but they didn't account for the fact that you get unlimited continue, so people just kind of spam their special moves.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I played through on Xbox.
I didn't do that.
So. Yeah, I was done doing that. I mean, he really ups that move for Chaosis.
It works great, man. What, like you don't like your move with Nightcrawler? I'm like, I'm not getting any kills because this freaking Kurt Wagner keeps zigzagging across the damn screen.
I was like doing that so I could be doing them points.
You guys ever had double the score I had? I was like, unbelievable. I was so glitchy. It was like, it was so
That's what
bad.
You get when you play with gamers, though, isn't it?
No, it was just laggy. Was it laggy?
No, it's the net code. Backbone doesn't have a great reputation in implanting the best online codes for their ports, which is why people were kind of disappointed with them. Mm. And it seems like Eric and I's connection hate each other because I can't pay. We had to get Dylan to pay in order for us to pay together because I can't connect to him and he can't connect to me.
It's because you're on an island. I'm on a rock. Nick?
Huh?
What's your line? You missed
it. Yeah, I did it last time.
I know.
You can't do it all the time.
Why not?
Because then it becomes fade out.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're on about.
Oh.
Just nod and smile. That's what I do most of the time.
Yeah, but you
just
can't see me nodding. I'm smiling, actually. But anyway, going back to presents, when I was growing up, one of my favorite toys, when I get my words out off my tongue.
It was a dictionary, wasn't it?
One of my favorite presents as a kid was the very first Game Boy that came out.
Game Boy?
The fat one. Game Boy.
Game. Gotcha.
Yeah, the fat boy.
The very first one with like the greeny Tetris. Black screen. Oh, yeah. I love that. It's a terrible console, but I loved it at the time.
Whoa. It's not a terrible console. It's awesome.
It's that nostalgic feel to it. It's great. But looking back at it now and when you compare it to...
It was an awesome system. It had Tetris. Yeah. It had the Super Mario Land series.
I still love
Super Mario Land was awesome. I loved that game.
The six missing coins one, Super Mario... Oh, what was it called now?
Super Mario Land 2, The Legends of the Six Golden Coins.
Yeah, that's my favorite Mario game.
Was that where Wario got introduced?
That's where Wario was introduced.
And then Super Mario Land 3 was the first Mario game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about gifts you've given?
In terms of what?
In terms of what was some of the favorite gifts you got for people or, you know, something that you felt was special to the person you gave it to or something like that. I don't know. It's an odd question.
Well, my girlfriend is considering the engagement ring I gave her an early Christmas present, so we could count that.
Oh.
There you go. I don't think anybody's going to top that, though, so you just kind of ruined it for everybody.
Fuck you guys.
Day, game, set, and match.
Yeah, man, you should have waited till Christmas Day.
Nah.
That's a bit cliche and cheesy.
Yeah. That's like proposing on Valentine's Day, isn't it?
He loves her.
Yes, I think that's what you assume when somebody asks somebody to marry them.
Really?
I hope it's for love.
Well, I don't know. I thought, okay.
All right, I just got to order this mix, and it's done, and I'm going to upload the shit out of it. Y'all motherfuckers going to be blown away.
This time, mistletoe and wine. I start singing songs, and I don't know all the words, and it's just really embarrassing myself.
This is when you start saying,
I need a translator for that last part.
Do-do-do-do-do. Stop mocking my accent.
Wait, I'm not mocking your accent. I'm mocking girls' accent. You guys, it's the fucking islands. You guys both live on islands. It's not your fault.
That doesn't even make sense. But
blame the ley lines. It makes your jaw slack.
Okay. Now that we're just going into random insults, I think that's a wrap for this episode.
I wasn't trying to be insulting. Scientifically, never mind. Death long out.
I need to decide which Spielberg film I want to watch tonight. I can't make my mind up.
Minority Report.
Crusade.
I watched Minority Report, but I don't know where it is, so I'm pretty close.
Catch Me If You Can.
I don't know where that is. See, Minority Report and Catch Me If You Can both suffer from the same problem where I think they go on 30 minutes too.
From anything.
They go on 30 minutes way too long, I think.
Jaws.
Jaws is an excellent thing.
Yeah.
Start with Jaws.
You should just have a marathon, then.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I mean, you could probably fit in three movies.
That fucking awesome.
You could probably fit in three movies for the rest of the night.
Probably. I'm off work tomorrow as well, so I might do.
And you can be like Eric and drink to it.
I can't. I won't be drinking. I haven't got any beer in. I should have bought some.
It's 7:30?
Yeah, I can't. It's fucking 6 inches of snow outside. I'm not going out.
Oh, you fucking whiner. You should see the goddamn snow we got outside my fucking
house. In Canada, you get it all year round. We get it like...
No, we don't get it all year round. Look at my voice crack. You're upsetting me.
Eric's hitting puberty at 35.
Son of a bitch.
That's fine. But like, it's the effort it took to walk to work this morning in the snow, I was knackered by the time I got there. I'm walking home, I come in, I'm like sweating, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I was up on this fucking walk. I was more tired from walking in the snow than I was from actually working. Yeah.
Okay.
But so, I like the snow though, I'm not complaining.
I like snow too, especially Christmas time, because I like white Christmas. That might come out wrong to some people, but whatever.
Dreaming.
But yes, we have gotten maybe a quarter of a half of an inch of snow this year so far in New York City. So
a quarter and a half of an inch? That's three quarters of an inch, man.
Wait, we got it. We got a dusting the other night, and people went bug fuck. Like there was accidents all over the place and shit.
Did you guys see the 2 feet of snow outside my back door the other day? I put a picture up, man.
Yeah,
I was like, son of a bitch.
The thing is, when it's that much snow, people just don't go out. When there's only a dusting or a little bit, people are like, oh, it's just, it'll be fine. And then they drive like 70 miles an hour and get into accidents because they're fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's what I say, but you would think people in Philadelphia would be used to it. I mean, if it's a place that doesn't get much snow, I can understand.
You should see the 4x4s in my town. That's
people
all you see.
People are dumb.
Well, you guys have 6-lane-wide freeways. That's insanity, man. Insanity.
I can't. Do you get a lot of snow in Earl, New York? Because I just.
We tend to.
Can't see it.
No more than you see in a Spider-Man comic.
What? I don't think it. We have a four seasons climate, so we get snow, but usually it's from like the end of December to like early February, and that's about it. One major storm.
Last year it snowed like 2 weeks after I'd been there, so like shit, I missed it. Could have been in New York in the snow. That would have been awesome.
It was kind of funny because I went on. What was it? Not this. Last year. I went on vacation to Canada. Yes, I went to Vancouver.
You just not have a lot of money or something?
I went to go to a third world country to give back.
You have family here. Just admit it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're part pot farmers in BC.
Canada for cows and people.
Okay, before
no,
we get,
no, no, no.
Before that line we get too much into insulting Canada, let's wrap this episode up.
Hey, did you see that?
To their pot farming relatives in BC, I guess.
Did you see that X-Men First Class? This is totally unrelated to what we're actually talking about. But
everything has been unrelated for the last half an hour.
Casted. Did anyone play the Red Alert 2 games?
Nope.
No.
Command & Conquer?
Command & Conquer Red Alert 2.
A long time ago on my PlayStation.
Do you remember the president in them?
Sort of ish.
Yeah, I don't even want to say what I was going to say now. So
I
Christmas.
I think I only played the first Red Alert though. Okay, finish the story.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay.
What?
Make any sense.
Okay, let me wrap this shit up. This is Nerds on the Rocks, episode number 26. Girls too goddamn slow. Wow, bro!
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
sleep. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, play. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, play. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.